We're back on KBUF, your Ag and Information Leader. I'm Tim Bulware, and we're joined by Mike Muirhead. He is the Public Utilities Director in Garden City, and we're going to talk about what happened a couple weeks ago with the assessment and the aftermath of the wastewater treatment blockage that occurred in town. And Mike, where are we at right now?
Well, we just had a meeting last week, Tim, with our insurance adjusters. They brought in a team of people to kind of assess the situation. We ended up having 24 homes that were affected by this blockage. And kind of what happened is at the wastewater treatment plant, we have several main sewer lines that come into the plant. And we have pumps that pump it into the plant. We have monitors and all kinds of equipment out there to make sure everything is supposed to run when it's supposed to. However, we had a series of, as you can imagine, we get everything you can imagine gets flushed down the toilets and into the sewer. Yeah. We had quite an accumulation of, it could have been diapers, it could have been cloth diapers. Uh-oh. Anyway, they jammed up a couple of the pumps, and then we have some levels that monitor the water level, that piece of equipment failed and did not report that the pumps were full, so ended up backing up clear into the Wilson addition. Like I say, flooded, but some places was maybe an inch. I think we had some places where it was 3 or 4 inches deep in people's basements, and of course raw sewage is nasty stuff.
Yeah, and I can only imagine how that would be bad for someone having to deal with that. So in a way, it was somebody who flushed down something that shouldn't. And then, in a way, it was your error. And what does the city do to remedy it?
We've put new procedures in place. We check those. They're checked every day anyway, but now we're checking them on a more frequent basis. And we've replaced the float equipment that's in there. And we're also now exploring, we're going to put in additional equipment to be the first manhole outside the wastewater plant. Mm-hmm. So should it back up in the plant and get that first manhole full, we'll get another series of alarms, and of course that'll alert the crews to get down there and do something about that.